You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Eagles are at the podium, and we have you covered here at Bleeding Green Nation, thanks to the fine folk at SB Nation. As usual, I'm your host, Michael Kist, and we have two fresh press conferences for you today. First up is defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz from Sunday, August 4th. He talks about adjusting to life after the Kamu-Grugier Hill injury that could keep him out early in the regular season, but definitely through the preseason. Then it's offensive coordinator Mike Groh at the podium, who talks about the development of Miles Sanders and Jordan Mailata, among other topics. No training camp recap today. BLG is there, but he's going to be recording with John Stolness for a new BGN Radio tomorrow that will recap today and tomorrow's practices. Plus, they'll give a preview of the upcoming preseason game against the Tennessee Titans on Thursday. You're also going to get a couple new Kist and Solak shows soon, one tomorrow on Wednesday and another after the Titans game. You're also going to get a new QB Sco show with myself and Mark Schofield after the Titans game. We'll break down in detail all the different quarterback performances in that game. Also, as a side note, I'd like to officially welcome my friend, my mentor, Mark Schofield, to the SB Nation family. He's already been writing for places like Big Blue View and doing the QB Sco show with me here at BGN, but now he's a part, officially, of the Pat's Pulpit podcasting feed, and his first show dropped this morning. I know it's not just Eagles fans listening in to this, and even if you are and you have an interest in teams around the league, you could do a lot worse than listening to Schofield's debut on Pat's Pulpit. So look forward to all the new shows dropping into your feed, and keep pumping these shows into your earballs by subscribing to the best and only Eagles podcast on the planet. Big week as the Eagles start their first real action very soon, but for now, let's go to the podium. So I guess
that's... How's it going? Just like any other position, you got to train your depth, and guys need to be able to step up and make plays for you. It's still early enough in camp that there'll be plenty of opportunities for people to show that they can be trusted to play whatever role we ask them to play. Good news is we'll get him back eventually. Just depth chart wise, I think that's probably one position where you guys, if you're watching, you see so many different groups of guys. But obviously, with Nigel not practicing right now, it provides a lot of opportunities for guys. But we have guys that were here last year. We signed some rookies, and even bringing in some vets like LJ and Zach. All those guys have done good things. The biggest thing will be, at the end of camp, at the end of our preseason games, trying to figure out who fits best where, and who can handle the role that that's required of them. It hurts to lose Kamu for just even for the little bit of time that we'll miss him, because he was having a good camp, and he was one of those guys we talked about a couple days ago that his third year in the scheme, and really fourth year, but it's third training camp. And really developing and showing, a mastery of what we're doing, and it's a little bit of a setback for him and for us.
When you've been rotating the linebacker, it seems like it's been Kamu and Garrett together, and then Zach Brown and LJ Ford together. Why are those the pairs? Why do those two pairs?
Well, it's really not complementing each other. It's just getting reps. Last practice, it wasn't that way. And there's have other ones that haven't. It's probably been about 50% that have been the way that you've gone out. And, a lot of guys are playing multiple positions. It's just sort of the way it works. There's really not a master plan behind it as much as just getting guys reps this time.
Is there a silver lining? You mentioned last season was all the injuries in the secondary, and now Sewell and Avante have shown up. We're self-assured. Yates getting all those first-team reps that he has gotten, is that sort of a silver lining that maybe can be built on?
Well, we won some important games down the stretch last year with Nate Gary as starting linebacker for us. So we're certainly confident in putting him in the game, and he has confidence in himself. So one thing about him is, you know, he'll be ready. But, yeah, that, you know, short-term cost of having injured guys or having injured guys out and playing inexperienced guys, there are some startup costs to that. But, you know, once you make it past that, you're able to, you know, gain from their experience. And, you know, from Nate's case, you know, Nate played a lot of snaps for us in the opener last year when Nigel wasn't available. And then when Jordan got injured down the line, you know, played some really important snaps. So I don't know how much, you know, we haven't paid that much of a price for him being on the field. He's helped us win. He's made some big plays. Like I said, he was a key part of winning those games down the stretch that were able to get us to the playoffs.
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan Cipriano, how do you see him fitting in? I don't know, it's only been one practice.
Yeah, we're going to plug him in a lot of different places. We expect a lot from our safeties. We need multidimensional players. We think he is. You know, and we'll just see where it takes us. You know, it's a little tough, you know, coming 5 days into camp or five practices in, whatever it is. But he's a veteran player, and it's really a matter of terminology, picking it up. And, you know, hopefully in the next couple of days he'll have a really good understanding of where we are and what we're asking him to do, and he'll be able to show. Safeties are becoming very important in the NFL. They've always been important, but even more so. You know, he just takes about half a minute watching Path to the Draft or whatever those things, and you just hear all the, you know, guys talking about mismatch tight ends and mismatch running backs. Well, you know, those guys can, you know, if you get guys that are multidimensional, you can neutralize some of those kind of players. Have to be able to play in the box, in space, and things like that. And you know, I think he fits well with us.
As a follow-up to that, in the past 2 seasons especially, is that a package you expect to use more this season, and with the linebacker down, could you turn to that more?
You know, it really depends. It's a game by game basis. You know, what really wasn't so much last year, Super Bowl year down the line. I mean, we went to it an awful lot. Some of it has to do with personnel. Again, Jordan had been injured then. Some has to do with matchups against certain opponents, you know, schemes that they run where it's easier to just have a safety on both sides instead of trying to, you know, trying to rotate to safeties and stuff like that. You know, so that's yet to be seen. The offense sort of, I don't say dictates that. But they dictate that by the personnel they have on the field. I mean, I can say all I want, yeah, we're going to play, you know, 90% three safeties. And if the offense plays a different personnel, then obviously you're not going to play that. So it depends. I mean, that's a long way of saying it depends.
How would you assess the cornerback play?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. It's, you know, it's – When you go live and, you know, offenses is, you know, and the pass rush is real, I think that's when you really see what your corners can do. You know, there's a lot of times in 7-on-7, a corner might not look great, but, you know, in reality, the quarterback pumped one way and held the ball for 4 seconds and the coverage isn't designed to last that long. Or other plays where maybe, you know, they'll throw a short pass and a corner will come off and tag off on a guy and you're like, okay, he's down right there, but you don't always make those tackles. So I think when you really get live in preseason games is when you can really see it, and then obviously regular season.
What do you make of the tackling for the 2 live days?
Looks like first day of live. It looks suspiciously like first day of live tackling. You know, you don't get very many chances to do that. And particularly our later groups and younger players really struggled with it. You know, you didn't notice it very much with a lot of first-run type players that were out there. But, you know, the next groups. And I don't know if it's always just tackling. It's the combination of communication and scheme and all those things and then having to finish tackle. It adds another layer to what they're asked to do. And they need to respond better to it when we get that. And They'll get plenty of chances here in the preseason. Yeah, it's awesome. It gives us a nice lift during sort of the dog days of training camp. Players get to come out here, and particularly the young players that have never experienced it, see where their locker would be, and go out there and just experience the crowd. It's even good to test your communication, and guys used to being able to. You know, we have music at practice, but guys can sort of talk over the music, but it's hard to talk over, 40,000, whatever we'll have today. And I know they'll be loud. So that's good for us also.
Jim, a couple more, please. Injury guys you have right now, at what point do you worry that it could affect the start of the season?
I don't know. I'll let you know when it comes. It's not now. You know, we're taking a patient approach, and just about all those guys are veteran players that have really proved their worth in the NFL, and it's just a matter of getting those guys healthy and getting them enough reps that they knock the rust off. They're not new to the system. They're not new to the NFL. They're all coming from a position of experience.
In your 25-plus years, how have you seen, or how has the view of the preseason evolved?
Have
you seen the league's attitude
for the preseason? You mean training camp or?
No, I'm sorry, preseason games.
Oh, preseason games. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it just is what it is. We're given a certain set of criteria, and it's our job to sort of figure out how to best use that criteria to, to play. I mean, I'll take you way back. I grew up in Baltimore, and the Colts were coming off an AFC championship game appearance. They lost to the Raiders, and I think it was 78 that they were playing a preseason game against the Lions, and it was late in the preseason game. And they needed to, win the game, and they put Burt Jones back in the game. And Al Bubba Baker separated his shoulder, and the Colts season was, lost. And it was, I think it was the sixth preseason game, too. Obviously, that's something you'd never see now. But it was different. It was training camp was longer. It was two practices in full pads a day. Now we have one practice, and not all of them are in full pads. Playing time is probably a little bit more limited in preseason games. Task is still the same: get ready for the regular season. I think we're a little bit smarter about it now. I think everybody across the league is a little bit smarter about it.
All right.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
I think we're still in the process of determining the playing time. That'd be something that Coach would get with you guys later on the week about.
How was Miles' progress in terms of his pass catching, protection, and ball security? Because I know those are some of his
questions. Yeah, I mean, Miles is doing a great job every day. He's coming out and knows what we want to get better at each and every day. And he's really just kind of started being able to get out there and be involved in the huddle. And be part of the play call, get out, be able to decipher what the defense is doing, react to it, and we think he's really making good progress.
How do you look at Jordan Mailata's second training camp? Has he made the kind of progress that you expect or want him to make?
It's a very good question, because really, how do you set an expectation? Obviously, we're trying to get this guy ready to play in on Sundays, and he's coming from ground zero. So every day that he makes improvement, I think, is a positive day. Every day that the game slows down for him, is a very positive day for him and should help his confidence and help our confidence in him. That being said, you know, he's still playing against some really good guys and seeing things for the first time and just getting acclimated to playing football. So, you know, he's made a lot of really good progress and, you know, it'll be exciting preseason for him.
Getting a lot more reps this year versus
Nate
Sudfeld's got a lot more reps this year versus last year. When you watch the film, how has that helped him?
I think you know, Nate is certainly in year three in our system. You know, having had two full off seasons in our system here, he's got a very good grasp of it, and I think he's decisive out there, knows what he wants to get to. He's seeing what the defense is trying to do to him, and he's got answers immediately. And is able to get us in and out of the right plays. Thought he played you know, fast last night, made some good throws, and really was effective.
Is there anything in particular that pops out on film that you feel like he's improved at?
I mean, I think those things really that I'm talking about, just in terms of his urgency in the pocket. You know, in the last week, you see how like. He's on balance and he's using his lower body. So his velocity has been able to stay up and his accuracy has been good.
Some of the other guys who have some experience in the system that are kind of getting more reps, like Ward, his third year too. And
yeah.
He played, I think you talked before about, you know, the value
right.
of playing in the AAF.
Yeah. Was there a question? I'm sorry.
I think, well, just where do you think he is now, and how much easier is the game? Maybe not easier, but how much is the game slowed down for him?
I think, you know, what a catch last night in the corner of the end zone that he made. That's certainly something that we thought he was capable of physically. But he really took a lot of things. Not only did he run an excellent route and elevate and make a play over DB, which, you know, we talk about all the time with the receivers down there in the end zone. It's really like going up for a rebound. You know, when you're playing basketball, you're going up, you're going to take it off the rim, and you don't have to bring the ball down. You want to bring the ball and twist away and keep the ball away from the defender, and that was a great example of that. So, you know, doing things like that, you know, when early on you're just trying to make sure you're doing the right thing, not necessarily, you know, how to do it. You're just trying to, you know, trying to get it right, and now he's really been able to take the next step.
How much do special teams play into it? You know, these roster decisions with the last guys.
Well, you guys have been doing this a long time. And so I think everybody on our roster knows the emphasis that we place on special teams and that the old NFL adage, the more you can do, the more valuable you are. So whatever Coach Phipp has as his role on special teams, I'm sure that he's taken very seriously.
For Corey and Mac, both dealing with these lingering injuries, do you feel like you know them both well enough to evaluate them if they're not able to play in the preseason?
Well, we know their games, but they're just not able to get out there and compete. So from that standpoint, it makes it challenging.
Yeah. Just the live environment of a preseason game for the younger player. You talked about some of the receivers. Reps are good, but
yeah.
You need to see that.
Sure. It's a lot different than just practicing out here. I mean, even just being able to go over there last night, 40,000 fans. I mean, what a turnout, you know, by our fans here in Philly. And the energy in the stadium under the lights is a different atmosphere, and you see how guys react to that. So we get another four opportunities to do that, and I think they're all very valuable. We're trying to get, you know, something out of each and every one of those, and whether it's just player evaluation or scheme evaluation and things like that, each one of these opportunities is really important.
As a follow-up to that, Mike, it seems that the league is trending in the direction of not playing their starters as often in the preseason. Have you seen that, and has your view of the preseason shifted in your time as coach?
Yeah, probably so, as I've been in the league longer, in terms of being able to take care of guys that are veteran guys that understand how to get ready for NFL regular season games, and you know, how the speed of the game is going to be even faster than in practice, but they're prepared for that both mentally and physically. They know the system and they know their game, and they know a lot of the opponents they're playing against. So I think all those things kind of weigh into it.
Jordan Howard came in with a reputation of not being a great receiver. What have you seen from him in the past
season? Yeah, he's done a really nice job, both in catching the ball and in the protection. He's been all over his protection. He's done a really good job of that, been sound, been firm in protection, allowing our quarterbacks to be able to step up in the pocket and make the throws down the field. And when we throw it to him, I think he's done a nice job of catching it.
Going back to last night, you know, we could see practice a little bit differently than how we see it here being involved in everything. We got to see Miles sort of hit a little in a red zone drill, sort of hit a stop and then accelerate in a way I don't know that I could see from here. Is that what you see when you look at the tape? Like, are you seeing more maybe even than when you drafted him in terms of athleticism and playmaking ability?
Shoot, I don't know if I would say we've seen more. I think, you know, Howie and Joe and Andy and everybody there in the front office scouting department, Deuce as a running back coach, I think we all felt really strongly about Miles and his ability. That was a very good cut, the play you're talking about, where he jumped cut out to the right and ran to the corner of the end zone, was an excellent cut. And one of those kind of runs where, you know, you're standing back there and go, kind of look at each other and go, that's a heck of a run. So we're pleased with where he's at. And obviously we know we got another month to go to get him ready for Washington.
Player is Pumphrey now that he's not, seems like for the first time he's not trying to play through something, or he's not going to the sideline for a week and
sure.
The back end.
Yeah. I'm happy for Pump, you know, that he hasn't, knock on wood, don't really want it, but he's done a nice job. He's showing up every day. And you know, he's gotten better. He's kind of another one of those guys. This is year three for him, and he's comfortable in our language and our system and knows what to do, and he's just going to go out there and do it on Thursday and for the rest of the preseason. That was easy. All right. Yeah.
PGN.